Sunday night at the Forum Ice Arena. Pleased to be joined by the Billingham Stars head coach, Stephen Foster. Stephen, not so much a game of two halves, but a game of five, six, seven. It was sort of back and forth, and in the end made hard work. We've got the win in the end, which was huge.
Yeah, I think that the result's the most important thing for us, obviously, right now. Keep picking up those points, you know, after beating Nottingham and then getting... It's important because obviously Blackburn are just at our heels as well, and they've got some games in hand, so it's really important that we did that. I thought we came out, you know, strong tonight. You know, we started off very well, won that first period 3-1, and you know, I think we gave them too many good opportunities in that first period as well. Tom stood, you know, tall for us and kept us in that there, so it could have easily been a 3-3 game at that point in time. And then, you know, we were shorthanded 5-on-3, leaked a goal, then 5-on-4 straight away after we leaked, which obviously gave them a little bit of hope. So that brought it back. That brought it back level. But I thought the boys showed good character after that. That you know, we bared down and we managed to come in, you know, 6-3 up at the end of the period, the second period there, with all the play. You know, but still, we wanted to make sure we tried to win that last period as well, but. It was disappointing we got beat 2-0 in that final period to make more of a game of it. But we've got stuff to work on, you know, defensively. I didn't think we were kind of there tonight, apart from the two power play goals, probably three, I'm going to say mistakes, or maybe three situations that we would like to have back. Because I think we kind of gifted them it. However, on top of that, the boys put the bodies on the line, getting in front of the pucks, you know, at the end there, and blocking shots, which is good to see.
Yeah, I mean, it did come down to a warm-out scramble and a dying second, but as I say, in reality, it shouldn't really have come down that far. 3-0 up, 6-3 up. You're looking for the team to kind of kill the game off at that point, but the skill and the talent Blackburn have got, particularly the forward lines, they never give you that opportunity.
Yeah, the forward lines move very well in our zone and always make themselves available, which is always hard for our defence and the forwards when they're defending to track, and that's something that we want to try and get better at as we move on. But yeah, they've got some talented skaters and experience there as well that, you know, certainly can put the puck in it.
Stars angle, obviously forwards, Finn with another goal, Joe with a goal, Shuggy with a couple of goals. Though that young core that we keep talking about is chipping in and is contributing big style.
Yeah, I think that over the last few weeks they've just started finding their form. You know, some of them have been, you know, maybe haven't scored for quite a while and had a lot of opportunities and putting a lot of shots at goalie's chest or blazing it around the ice, and it's nice for them. They do this in training. They train really well together, most of the time particularly. And you look at how Thurbine, they're chipping goals every game now for us as well. So it's good to spread the load, because before I would say our first line very much was carrying the weight. And if they weren't performing again, we would really struggle in it. So it's nice to see that spreading across the board now.
Yeah. As we said, obviously the results from this weekend in particular are all over the place in our division. Teams are winning left, right and centre, top, bottom, and it's all still in the melting pot. And as we embark on a 4-week road trip in essence, not back yet on the 3rd of April, four huge road games to kind of cement the place either in 6th or keep looking upwards and get the best possible seed in the quarter final.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the results this weekend, you see Nottingham have had a 4-point weekend. They're now clicking on the heels of the likes of Blackburn now. They could be putting pressure on them to not be, you know, sitting at the bottom of the table. Blackburn obviously have some games in hand on us, so they can obviously be pushing further up, and you're seeing Sheffield getting a victory out there, and Widnes have been doing well all year, so it's a good competitive league, so it doesn't really matter who you play, you've got to be on top form every game, and that's what we want to do on the road. We want to get some, you know, we've played well at home, but we need to get some of these good victories on the road, and we've certainly got some games there that we can really, you know, go for it.
It's a completely blank weekend next weekend, so you've got 2 weeks before the away game in Blackburn, so four good training sessions, plenty of ice time, get things to work on and be ready to go.
Absolutely, and I think that we all know what we need to work on, and that's something that we'll, you know, like you say, we've got four training sessions there to work on that, and hopefully we can be in a better place come 2 weeks' time, because we know it'll be tougher on the road down at Black Ring. They're going to come out flying as they did the last time we played them down there, but I'm sure we'll be, you know, we'll have enough and we'll be in a better place and still to take that victory, bring it home.
And just the final thing, it's been a theme all season as well, but another word about the crowd support from the forum. The place was, as the game got tighter and tighter, the crowd were just behind you 100%. It was fantastic at the end.
Yeah, and that's the support that we need moving forward. There's a lot of young players who haven't played in front of, you know, much of a crowd, and it's nice for them to have that backing of the crowd, because, you know, like you say, the young players, that they're stepping up to the plate now, and, you know, they're feeling that atmosphere, and that does help us home. So, you know, a massive thank you for the fans to bring that support to the team, and that's important moving forward, you know, for the rest of this campaign and for future years.
Captain and tonight's man of the match, Michael Alder, after the win over Blackburn, just a run-of-the-mill day at the office, no problem, Michael, just a normal game against Blackburn.
Yeah, I wish I could say that. closer than we'd like it to have been. We knew coming in that Blackburn were on the end of a tough loss last night to Nottingham, and like we've seen over the past few weeks, Nottingham have been picking up points, so they're no slouch now. So we knew coming in that they wouldn't want a four-point loss at the weekend, so we knew they were going to come out firing. I thought we played the first 10 minutes, I thought we dominated the game completely, and we got ourselves out a 3-1 lead, and I thought we deserved it. And then we kind of took our foot off the gas at the end of the first period, the last 10 minutes, took two penalties, whether you like the penalty or not, it's a penalty, and then they scored two power play goals to make it 3-3, so we knew straight away that we're going to be in a game. Again, we had to regroup. We pushed on from there, got ourselves back into the lead. But as we saw early in the second, we kind of let them back into it. So we did manage to hold on the end. And I thought Tom Brown played unbelievable tonight. He'll say himself that he wanted some of those goals back, but he made some really timely saves for us back there. So there's a lot of praise has to go to him.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to Fozzie before, that it was like Ken said, it was like not so much a game of two halves, but like there was three, four, five different halves. It was back and forward. The character to come back after surrendering the three goal lead to get back the three each, the character to rebound and then start again and build that three goal lead again shows good for that. And it was the younger, newer players who are contributing towards that effort.
100%. Shuggy played awesome tonight. He got his he got the monkey off his back well and truly. He's been wanting those goals for a few weeks now, and we've seen Joe Walls. He's just Mr. Consistent the minute. Every week you know what you're going to get, and again he's rewarded tonight with two more goals. So those two lads really stepped up for us tonight.
Yeah, in terms of going forward, it was a big win in terms of the standings, keeping that gap between ourselves and Blackburn, and maybe still looking up the table as opposed to down. But a month on the road now for away games, so it's going to be a huge effort. To keep this run going on the road.
Absolutely, yeah. We know we've only won, I think, two away games this season, which is the Nottingham aways. So we know that we have to, every one of us in that changing room has to step up big time in this month of March. All the games on the road, and it could really set the standings for the playoffs, I suppose. We know Blackburn have got a few games in hand, so this was a huge game for us tonight in front of our fans to get the 2 points. Like you say, push us ahead, and then. We'll go again. We've got them again in 2 weeks' time. So again, that's another huge game for us to kind of cement our sixth place, and then who knows, move up fifth, fourth. We have to just wait and see.
Yeah, because teams are beaten. I mean, some of the results tonight, even Nottingham have beaten Solway. Witness took Whitley to overtime. So the games are up for grabs right throughout the division. Looking towards the seedings for the quarterfinals, obviously top eight, everybody gets through. Do you mind who you play, or is it just getting into a routine and then it's two legs, it can be anything?
I think it can be anything like we've seen. Obviously, we'd like to keep ourselves within that fifth, sixth spot, I suppose. And then you look at a draw, maybe Solihull, Sheffield, Widnes. And like you said, anyone on the day can be anyone. So I think over two legs, I think I'd fancy our chances against any one of those teams. But we've just got to. It's still in our hands. We still need to play a lot of hockey left in the season. And we can't let our foot off the gas. We've got to press on from here.
And just a word of talk to Fuzzy as well. The noise from the crowd tonight. Obviously, as the game was on the line, the crowd are really getting behind it, and the support this season. We talked about it previously, but the last few home games, the support has been fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure that last 10 minutes was very exciting for them, but. It wasn't plain sailing out there, but yeah, the support has been massive this season. I think right from the very first game, it could have gone two ways. Obviously, Billingham is a club, and we've kind of taken a bit of a reset. So, understandably, I think the fans have been on board from day one, and they've backed us whether win or lose. Or we'll try and provide entertainment every night. Whether that's entertainment, I don't know, but we wouldn't like it that close in the future.